afternoon. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Kostas Kyriakakis, and by myself, Hercules Economou. Today, we will be remembering the figure of Rebetiko that turned it from a marginalized form of art into the source of modern Greek song that we all know today. Welcome on board Greek Music Express, our destination, the original recordings of Vasilis Tsitsanis.
Συντροφιά μαυρομάτα. Πως λέω και τρινώ για τα γλυκά σου νιάτα.
Let me set the record straight. I consider Vasilis Tsitsanis the single most important figure in the history of Greek music. The most impactful, the most talented, the most intelligent, a real genius. He was born in the town of Trikala in 1915. His parents came from Epirus, and naturally, he was raised on the songs of Epirus. His father played the bouzouki, and Tsitsanis was naturally attracted to its sound. In 1936, Tsitsanis moved from Trikala to Athens in order to study law and began to perform in taverns. In parallel, he started recording and his first albums came out in 1937. Then, in the early 40s, during the German occupation of the country, Tsitsanis went to Thessaloniki and stayed there from 1941 to 1946, before returning to Athens and settling there. Trikala, Athens, Thessaloniki was the geographical triangle of his early years, and then the world.
Γιατί με ξύπνησες πρωί μέσα στο χαρεί. Γιατί την πόρτα μου χτυπάς, τι θέλεις τώρα, τι ζητάς?
Tzitzanis told researcher Kostas Hadzidoulis the following: I arrived in Athens at the end of 1936. I didn't come in order to become an artist or to record albums. No, none of that. I wasn't thinking about it when I first arrived in the capital. I came to study, to go to the university, because, you see, I had a dream of becoming a lawyer. But it seems that my destiny was to engage professionally with folk music, which had always fascinated me. And when I came to Athens, the struggle for survival began. Those were difficult and terrible years. I started working in various live music clubs in order to pay for my studies. I had also rented a room, and the expenses were adding up and pressing me. I went to work at the live music stages just so that I could eat and pay for the rent of my house.
Να με στέγνω. γνώσης με φιλιά. Μες στη ζεστή σου αγκαλιά. Και μη μ' αφήσεις πια να ξαναφύγω. Κοντά σου πάρε με να έρθω. Και στρώσε μου να κοιμηθώ. Πια, να ξαναπήγω κοντά σου πάρε με να έρθω και στρώσε μου να κοιμηθώ. Κάνε να πέτασα μπροστά το παιδί. Κι έχει το λόγο μου γλυκιά μ' αγάπη. Στιγμή δεν θα σ' απαρνηθώ.
Things were not easier in Thessaloniki either. He went there at the start of the 40s, during one of the most difficult periods of Greek history, the German occupation. First, he played music in various taverns of the city, but in 1942 he opened his own place, called Ouzeri Tsitsanis. Tsitsanis remembers the following from that period. It was a small tavern with just a few tables, but there I wrote songs that I recorded after the war, and they became extremely popular. You cannot imagine how much I love Thessaloniki. Indeed, during the occupation, Tsitsanis writes more than 30 songs that are all considered among the best in his career.
Στο μεθύσι εμένα
ζητάς. Τότε πλέον μόνος θα γυρνάς, στο με τυχεμένα θα ζητάς.
Honestly, I don't know what was happening in the heart and the mind of Tzanis during his stay in Thessaloniki in the 40s, but one thing is certain. This is the period when his work matures and reaches the peak of his artistic and commercial success. As he told Kostas Hadzidoulis in his biography, this was a work that came out of the dramatic pages of the times, that sprang out of my soul, that contained the best part of my musical world, that was ready to swipe the entire country. Occupation is the most shocking period of popular song, and apparently it marked my career and the history of folk music. This is the period when I gave the best of what I had in my soul, which came out of those tragic conditions. Once had the privilege of interviewing singer-songwriter Fifos de Livorias, and here is what he told me about Tzitzanis. The folk song was a living song, the song of the neighborhood, the song of everyday people. In this song, there were genius people like Tzitzanis. You can feel that he took the fashion of his time, from Latin and Mambo to Arabic and Indian songs and made them his own, completely Greek idiom. Tsitsanis remains a living example of what is Greek and universal at the same time. Hadzidakis and Thodorakis and Savopoulos and everyone else worked based on him. Sometimes I do find something that belongs to Tsitsanis and that makes me think, oh yes, I've grounded myself in this without even knowing it.
Είναι αντάμωσα ένα βράδυ στην Αθήνα και μεθύσαμε απ' τα πρώτα τα φιλιά. Ήταν γλυκιά, ήταν ωραία, ήταν τσακπίνα και είχε μια τρελή τσιγκάνη κι ομορφιά. Μου κρατάει σκλάβα ακόμα την καρδιά. Ήταν η τρέλα μου, ήταν η ζήλια μου η μεγάλη που κομμάτιασαν την καλή της την καρδιά. Και μια βραδιά μες στο μεθύσι της στην παραζάλη πήρε τα μάτια της και κάθηκε μακριά και από τότε δεν την ξαναείδα πια. Και μια ζωή θα τυραννέμαι και θα την κλαίω χωρίς να βρω ποτέ καμιά παρηγοριά. Θα τη ζητώ, δεν θα τη βρίσκω πουθενά.
No.
ψωμί. Τα όμορφα τα βράδια
Researcher Nerchos Georgiadis summarizes the contribution of Tsitsanis as follows. Tsitsanis' genius did not come out of nowhere. He was carrying the tradition of folk singing for a long time, and history, with its circumstances, played the role of the midwife. Tsitsanis' strength lies in his cleverness in bringing together elements so disparate from each other, such as serenades and bouzoukia, the West and the East, the rebetes and the gypsies, the witches and the workers, fantasy and everyday reality, the purely erotic and the purely political element. This fusion was not a mere mechanistic yielding, with talent as the glue. Tsitsanis synthesized the elements vividly, sparkingly, created his own hybrids and mutated them, thus bringing to light his own improved organisms, his own more evolved, enhanced, and endowed songs.
Thank you. σήμερα την αύριο τη τώρα. Αφού δεν γίνεται μαζί να ζήσουμε κι αφού μας πήρε πια η κατηφόρα, καλύτερα από τώρα να χωρίσουμε. Αφού δεν γίνεται μαζί να ζήσουμε, καλύτερα από τώρα να χωρίσουμε. Αφού δεν γίνεται μαζί να ζήσουμε.
In 1980, Vasilis Tsitsanis was recorded live at the historic club Harama in the neighborhood of Kesaryani, where he was performing in the last years of his life. This recording was under the auspices of Radio France and is quite exceptional because prior to its song, Tsitsanis played a taksim, an intro, with his bouzouki. Renowned ethnomusicologist Shimha Arum writes the following about this LP. The most notable feature of this record is Vasilis Tsitsanis' achievement of interaction between popular tradition and individual creativity. All compositions presented here were composed by Tsitsanis, who performs in both the vocal and the instrumental portions. The compositions have not been written down, for the composer never studied music formally. They are highly personal. Both the music and the techniques used are based upon traditional music forms. In historical perspective, his compositions are significant as examples of how folk music can be developed into a personal studied art.
Μου την αγκαλιά. για σένα.
Tsitsanis as a person. What were the main features of his personality and how was it to work with him? Dimitra Galani, a singer who honored him with numerous covers of his huge hits, remembers the following. Tsitsanis was a very kind man with a very special sense of humor, but he was always a bit distant, if I may say so. He was in a world of his own, but he observed everything and, like a sponge, he internalized every new piece of information which, at the right moment, entered his work without any special effort. Just like that. He just took everything and made it his own. As for our collaboration, he would come to the studio always ready, having researched his material thoroughly. That's why his requirements were very specific. He wanted to hear precisely what he asked the performers of his music to deliver.
Κορίτσι ξένος σαν νησιός πλανιέται μοναχός στη γη. Χωρίς τροφή το έχουν πλανέψει, ακρογιαλιές δειλινά και σκλαβωμένη για πάντα κρατούσε τη δόλια καρδιά. Μπορεί ακόμα μπορεί να έχει πια τρελαθεί, και τότε ποιος θα ρωτήσει να μάθει ποτέ το γιατί. Μπορεί ακόμα μπορεί να έχει πια τρελαθεί, και τότε ποιος θα ρωτήσει να μάθει ποτέ το γιατί. Ακρογιαλιές δειλινά και σκλαβωμένοι για πάντα κρατούν τη δόλια καρδιά.
Do not feel desperate. It won't be long before he comes back to you at dawn, asking you to love each other once again. Have a bit of patience. Send the clouds away from your heart and don't stay awake in tears. Don't worry that he is not in your arms right now. He will come one day. Don't you forget this. He will wake you up one sweet dawn and your love will be resurrected. New love is going to be brought into your life. Just have a bit of patience.
Yeah.
politically, Tsitsanis was a left-wing ideologist, but we have to keep in mind that back in his years, in the 1930s and 1940s, it was extremely difficult and dangerous for people to express their radical values and ideals. During the occupation, he did not formally become a member of the National Liberation Movement, but he helped the resistance in other ways and wrote two resistance songs, which he and his friends sang privately. Plus, song production was ruled by censorship, not only during the Civil War, in the second half of the 40s, but also in the post-Civil War state that was clearly authoritarian and undemocratic. Tsitsanis was forced to write in a cryptic and metaphoric manner. In the previous song, the person who is about to return is obviously a left-wing individual who was sent into exile. In the next song, written by lyricist Kostas Virvos, things are more open, as it was recorded in 1975. In the cell next to mine, they brought a comrade. Oh my God, I don't even want to think what he will go through.
Μάγο δε ζω γονατιστώσει με τις γερακίνας γιος με τις γερακίνας γιος. Τι κι αν μ' ανοίγουνε πληγές εγώ αντέχω τις φωτιές εγώ αντέχω τις φωτιές. Μα να μη λυπάσαι, μα να μη με κλαις. Με τις γερακίνας γιος, με τις γερακίνας γιος. Τι κι αν μ' ανοίγουνε πληγές, εγώ αντέχω τις φωτιές, εγώ αντέχω τις φωτιές. Μα να μη λυπάσαι, μα να μη με κλαις. Γονατιστώσει με τις γερακίνας γιος, με τις γερακίνας γιος. Τι κι αν μ' ανοίγουνε πληγές, εγώ αντέχω τις φωτιές, εγώ αντέχω
τις φωτιές. Μάνα μη λυπάσαι, μάνα μη με κλαις.
So, to sum up, Tsitsanis took the early rebetiko that was in the mouths of those on the margin of society and, in a way, turned it into mainstream. He somehow cleansed it melodically and linguistically. Don't take me wrong, I don't mean that the early rebetiko was dirty in any way, but somehow Tsitsanis enabled it to be integrated into the post-war social reality of Greece. Musically, he removed some Eastern elements and added some Western elements. And linguistically, he threw away the slang and enriched the themes of his lyrics. By doing so, he turned rebetiko into real folk, popular music, and from that point onwards, into a source of inspiration for the composers who followed, from Mikis Theodorakis to Manos Hadzidakis and Stavros Xarchakos.
Γλυκό χαράζουν